Welcome, everybody, to Screenplay, the improvised movie. We're your hosts, Alec Combs.
Jesse Sarowitz.
And I am Jake the Snake Rubin.
Wow. Haven't heard that name in so long.
I know. Welcome back, boys. We're here, back at it again. Another episode
after several months. I don't even remember when the last one was.
I know.
Don't want to think about it.
I don't want to think about it either.
I remember the last one was a good one, but it's been a while.
It was a good one.
So we're back. We're here. We're having some fun. Let's get into it. For those of you who don't know, we are Screenplay, the improvised movie. One of us talks about a show or movie one of us has seen recently, and then from that discussion, we take that and create a movie. Completely improvise. We make up all of the characters, all of the dialogue, all the action, all the settings right here on the spot, and for your listening pleasure or viewing pleasure if you're watching on YouTube. So guess what? It's an Alec what? Week.
Alec Week. So, everybody, send in mail. Hashtag Alec Week.
Yeah, on the mail. Send in
on the mail. Physical mail.
Don't tweet hashtag Alec Week. You can only send that through the mail.
We'll tell you Alec's address at the end.
No. the thing that I want to talk about today is I have been watching The White Lotus on HBO Max. Mm-hmm. So White Lotus, great show. I'm only through season one. I've watched like the first episode of season two, so we're gonna be focusing on season one. White Lotus, it is it's a show that is just, for most of it, you're just watching rich people be assholes to working class people.
Fuck that.
And like, the main characters are pretty much like the working class people, I would say, who are like the hotel manager and this other kind of like therapy lady, like a masseuse, I would say.
Oh. I was gonna say there's like a psychiatrist.
No. Yeah. I knew I had to like distinguish that. So, it starts off with this guy in an airport. He's like waiting for his flight, and this other couple is trying to make small talk with him, and this guy's by himself, and they're just like, are you going home from Hawaii that we're in right now? And he's like, yeah. And they're like, oh, where'd you come from? What were you here for? And he's like, I was here for my honeymoon. And I was at the White Lotus. And they're like, oh, I heard that somebody died there. You hear anything about that? And he's just like, you know what? Fucking leave me alone. All right? And you're like, what the fuck? And then you see, like, a crate that says like body being transferred or whatever being put onto the plane. So you're like, oh shit, somebody's dead at this. And then they go like 1 week into the past or something, 1 week earlier, and they show a bunch of rich people coming to this resort. They're like on a boat, and so there's like three different types of like pods of characters, I would say. Like, they're on this boat. So, one is Jennifer Coolidge's character. She's just, like, came from money. She's a wealthy millionaire. And she's just there to mellow out because her mom just died. And she's there to spread her ashes.
R.I.P. Mama Coolidge.
Yeah, R.I.P. Mama Coolidge. And she's, like, a wreck. Because she's just like, I hated my mom, but blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. The other one is this couple. New couple. One of them is the guy from the very beginning. We don't see his wife during this first scene. But we see his wife. The girl is Alexandria Daddario.
Hell yeah, she is.
And the other one...
Okay, Jake.
Yeah, keep it in your pants, buddy boy.
All right. She's a listener of our podcast. I know.
Yeah. Alexandria... is it Alexandria? Is it Alexandria or Alexandra?
Alexandria, I think.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh. Yeah, Alexandria.
Oh, poor library.
Yeah, RIP her library. It got burnt to a crisp.
Good joke.
It got burned down.
And the guy, I don't know, do you guys know this guy? He was on The Office. He was one of the interns in like the last season.
I was like, whoa.
Anyway. So they're there. He's wealthy. She is like a working class person that got, like, she's like a reporter and whatnot. And then the other group is this family where one of them is, the mom is like a big CEO, like mogul. The other one is like her husband, who's just kind of like not as big of a job as her. And then their daughter, who's like, a social justice warrior, woke, like all the way girl, and is also just a certified asshole, played by Sydney Sweeney. You love to hate that character. and then like her friend, who's also pretty much exactly like her, but she's like not from a wealthy family, and then also her. The son, who's like, he's not cool. He doesn't identify with his family. All he does is play video games most of the time. That type of guy.
Hell
so
yeah.
They go to the White Lotus Hotel, and
even the show.
They're just assholes to the people, and the. The hotel manager, who's played by Murray Bartlett, he is so good. He's like a reformed drug addict, 5 years sober, and he eventually comes into some drugs that were left by Sydney Sweeney and her friend's character on the beach, and he gets into those things, he goes on a bender.
Oh, which is poor guy.
Fun time, but then that gets him in hot water because he's kind of like an asshole to the newlywed couple because the guy is giving him such a hard time because he's just like, I know for a fact that we bought this one room and we're in a different room, and he's just like, well, that room is not as good as yours, and then he's like, what? But it's bigger, so Murray Bartlett's character is just like. At every single chance he can get, he's just like he's trying to make it even harder for that guy to get what he wants. And he's also like there's so many details that I could get into, but I'm trying to keep this not as long.
Then
Jennifer Coolidge meets up with the masseuse lady and like gets a massage from her, and she's just like, oh my god, that was wonderful.
That's pretty good. That's good. That's a good Coolidge. That's really good.
She's like, oh my god, you should start up like your own retreat or like your own massage parlor, and I would so gladly fund it.
Wow.
So
that's a lot of money.
So this lady, she's just like, oh my god, my entire dreams could come true if I make this rich lady happy. So she's kind of waiting on this on Jennifer Coolidge's character hand and foot in order to make her like her, so that way she could eventually get her own practice. Spoiler alert, it doesn't come to fruition. Jennifer Coolidge backs out. Because Jennifer Coolidge, all she wanted was, she just wanted some dick, and she eventually got it.
Good for her? No, not good for her. She's rich and stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, bad for her.
Bad.
Yeah, rich.
Bad.
Rich. The rich are cringe.
And then kind of the last big thing I would say before we can move on is Alexandra Daddario's character is, as I said, a reporter, and she does she did like this. She did this article, like this piece about the mom from the group that's the CEO, and she goes up to the mom and is like, "Hi, I'm such a big fan. You know, I even wrote an article about you for this publication, the blah, blah, blah." And then the mom's like, "The blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I read that article. You fucking smeared me, and you told me that, and you said that I got my position just because I'm a woman, blah, 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 blah." And then, so then they're kind of like, so then Alexander Dario's character is like, that woman, she's a fucking psycho to her husband. And the mom is like, that woman, she's a fucking bitch. So they're kind of like at odds with each other, and I think that's funny. Anything else that you guys want to input?
Who died?
So big spoilers for the White Lotus season one. Murray Bartlett's character dies. Have you guys seen the White Lotus?
I saw, like, the first episode.
Okay. So, yeah, Murray Bartlett's character, the hotel manager, dies. And you know who he's killed by?
Who?
Sydney Sweeney.
No. He's killed by the husband in the...
By Dalmatians.
In the honeymoon couple.
They knock her off the bridge.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So, it's a funny situation where, like... At this point, Murray Bartlett's character is so fed up with this guy. He's, like, on drugs, and he's like, I'm going to go into this guy's room, and I'm going to shit in his suitcase.
What?
He literally shits in his suitcase.
Oh, my God.
But
I love it.
The thing is that earlier, there was, like, a break-in in one of the people's... like rooms. It was the family's room, the CEO and whatnot. Somebody broke in and was trying to steal a lot of money from them, because that's a whole thing. But that's more spoilers that I won't get into about who tried to steal from them. So there was a break in. So people at the White Lotus are kind of freaked out, and so is the guy. So the guy from the office, the honeymoon husband guy, he goes into his room, like he's just going to his room, and Murray Bartlett is like, "Oh shit, I gotta hide." And office boy hears something going on, and he grabs a knife.
Oh shit! Mm.
And he just like, and then at one point he just like accidentally walks into Murray Bartlett and stabs him, and then he falls into a bathtub and dies. And
fuck.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, cool. All
right, go. Sorry.
Video.
It's fine.
If you're on YouTube now, we're back with video.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
All right. So I was going to ask a question about the White Lotus, but I can't remember what it was.
Anything about the family?
Are there any redeemable characters at all?
The son... Of the CEO, I actually really like his character. He has a fun character arc. Because, like, Sydney Sweeney, she kind of, like, she keeps kicking him out of the room because they have to, like, share a room. And she's just like, "You're going to masturbate to my friend." And he's like, "No, I'm fucking not." And then, so he keeps getting kicked out. And
then he does.
And then he sleeps on the beach. And, which is a whole thing. He leaves his electronics out, and they get swept up by the high tide or whatever, because he's a dumb idiot. But he, like, is, like, he meets, like, these locals, and the locals are like, "Hey, you want to come join us for our morning, like, kayak ride," or whatever. It's probably a different type of boat.
Sure.
And he's just like, yeah, and he, like, gets really into it, and he's just like, "You know, Mom and Dad, I want to stay here in Hawaii at the White Lotus and, like, be a part of this crew, because they're gonna be a part of a competition soon and whatnot." And I really liked that. And then Alexandria Daddario, not that much. I'm trying to think on some of the other characters. I don't know. I always feel bad for the masseuse because she really gets. She's trying her best.
Yeah. My favorite like trivia thing is that this show is made by Mr. Schneebly from School of Rock.
Yeah, who was also on fucking on Survivor.
He did pretty good on Survivor too.
Yeah, shout I think he never won, but he did get like to the final
second or third place. Yeah,
to the final tribal council one season because I think he was on like one or two seasons.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always fun. And then
yeah,
Jennifer Coolidge accepting the Emmy and the Golden Globes were always funny. So yeah. So
love it.
Yeah, bunch of rich assholes and the working class trying to clean up their messes and then getting killed for it.
Oh.
Yeah. So you guys ready to get into this?
Oh, I've been ready. I'm ready.
I've been waiting for months for this.
Yeah. Let's do it.
All right. Let's get into it. Exterior, morning, beach. We see a group of hotel workers, resort workers, busy getting the resort in order, like putting like plates on tables for breakfast and pushing in chairs, cleaning up any messes that happen to be around, so any newcomers or their current residents don't see anything as amiss. We zone in on a normal worker. He's wearing like a bright yellow shirt with the logo of the resort emblazed on his breast, and bright white khakis, and he is setting up some of the beach chairs by the pool in order to make them look ship-shape and ready to go, when on walks one of his friends, one of the lifeguards at the pool.
Hey, man, you're getting ready for everything?
Yeah, everything's ready. Everything's good. Everything is good. Hey, do me a favor. Let someone drown today, okay?
What?
Just let someone drown today.
That is the number one rule, the oath that we took as lifeguards. We no let drown.
I understand.
Is there a reason why you want me to let somebody drown?
I'm just sick. This morning, I got into work. There was already some asshole walking around yelling at stuff about breakfast. It's not even 7 o'clock yet.
Oh, my God, really?
I'm just sick of these people, and if a kid, you know, drank some pool water, I wouldn't be so mad. You know what I mean?
They should not drink that water. Yeah, no.
No, right. We know that drown, yeah.
No, uh-huh. Okay, so I'm picking up what you're putting down. At noon, I'm going to go to the bathroom, and then I'm going to leave it unattended. And so whatever happens, happens.
Really?
Yeah. But you have to give me $500.
No, I'm not going to do that. You know how long it takes me to make $500 here?
What is the value of a human life?
It's definitely more than $500.
Okay, so then give me more money then.
No. I'm not saying.
Oh, shit. Somebody's coming.
Okay. Look.
As they kind of stop talking, a woman who's wearing a big puffy red dress struts over to them. She's holding a chihuahua in one of her arms and cradling it. She looks mad.
Excuse me. Is the pool open?
The pool is not open yet. The pool opens at 10 a.m.
I need my morning swim in. I need the water to hydrate my pores and to wake my body up for me.
Well, ma'am, we understand that, but again, the pool does open at 10, so you can come do your morning swim then. In the meantime, I suggest maybe hit the breakfast buffet.
The breakfast? Or the mini
golf
course?
What are they serving?
I'm sorry?
What are they serving?
Well, it's breakfast, so I like waffles and pancakes, eggs.
Eggs.
Bacon. You think that's going to wake up my body? Carbohydrates. It's going to put me to sleep.
Well, there's, bacon's a protein, and so are eggs, but okay.
There's coffee there, too, man.
There is coffee. There are...
That will wake you up.
They always do... The chef does a nice fruit bowl as well.
I'm on a juice cleanse. You should know that by looking at me.
Carbohydrates. yeah. Actually, my buddy here, the lifeguard, Carl, was just saying that you looked great, and you were probably on some kind of juice cleanse.
Oh, really?
He was saying that.
I was. Yeah.
Carl, the
I
lifeguard.
Yes.
I got my eye on you.
Oh, God.
Why don't you go to breakfast?
Are you coming with me?
I have to work. And help set
okay.
up. Pool.
Okay. Okay. I'll see you later.
Oh, that's what I said. Look at us. We're finishing each other's.
She starts getting a little bit closer, and the Chihuahua yips at her. The Chihuahua yips at him.
Okay. I don't like dogs, so can you keep him a little?
You don't like dogs? Bit of a red flag, but I think I can see past it.
I had a traumatic accident with a dog.
Oh. Well, little fruit. My little Spencer, he won't hurt a fly. Isn't that right, Spenny Spen?
The lifeguard's so scared, he's shaking.
All right, the dog is shaking more than the lifeguard.
All right, well, please enjoy the buffet, ma'am. We have to get back to the pool, so.
Yep.
Okay. Bye, Carl.
Bye.
She walks off.
Oh my god, Carl, she likes you.
I think I can get a lot of money out of this one.
How?
You know, it's our little scheme that we do every single time. You know, we flip flop. It's my turn.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I forgot about it. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
no,
that's okay.
I was so mad this morning. I didn't even think about it. Okay.
I know. So we can't let her die. Cannot let her die. But anybody else.
Okay. So we run the scam on her. I think she's the perfect mark.
I know. I agree. Well, I think we should go report to our manager now and tell him, "Hey, God. What up? It's time for our daily meeting."
Okay. All right. Yeah. We'll see you in there.
Yeah, I'll see you in there.
We cut to inside the pool house. It's like a little meeting room for lifeguards and stuff. It's like a terrible office with like. A terrible carpet, and everything's gross.
Yeah.
There's like a desk.
Dingy lights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And at the desk is a woman who is also dressed like a lifeguard, but you can tell that she's in charge. She's like the head honcho.
Yeah.
She's aggressively writing a report, and all the lifeguards stand around, and all the pool boys, too.
Hey, Monica.
Okay. Yes.
I was just going to say, we're here.
I can see you through my peripheral vision. Okay. So, thank you all for coming. Today is Wednesday, September 16th. We have had no drownings in the last 4 months. Good job. Don't worry, the kid did come through. I'm sure you all are aware.
Okay, yeah.
Nice.
I was going to say, that was traumatic in June, what happened.
He's fine. He's fine. So today we have the luau by the pool. Mm-hmm. We have some other fun events. We have a water magician coming for the kids.
Oh my god, what?
Yes.
Does he use water magician?
Does he use water in the magic, or is he?
He does magic in the water and some tricks with water. You know.
Oh my god, that's so cool.
Yeah. cool. We also have the fireworks later on, the daily fireworks. Most of our budget is spent on fireworks. Yeah. And finally, we're going to be showing Lilo and Stitch by the pool.
Nice.
Oh my god.
I know, a bit of a cliche, but I mean, it always brings in the people, so that way they can...
buy more drinks and yada, yada, yada.
Monica, I have a question.
Yes, Carl. What is it?
So I heard through the grapevine that there's a gymnastics team coming here. And that seems like a lot of people. I'm just wondering how we're going to accommodate all of them.
Well, yes, it is the U.S. gymnastics team and the Brazil gymnastics team. Honestly, the amount of gymnastics teams coming is a bit outlandish. But, you know, they all booked at the same time because the Olympics are coming to Honolulu soon enough.
Hell yeah.
I just think they'd have an Olympic Village or something.
Yeah.
Nope, it's this hotel, baby.
And it's September, so like there's
and it is September.
They're all coming a little bit early.
Is it some kind of training camp? I don't understand.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a lot of them though, so
yeah, all of them are coming. You know, it's like a bonding experience. All the gymnastics teams, they're coming to bond.
Right.
It's like camp for the gymnasts.
Oh yeah, that's cool. That's all cute.
Right. Monica, I have another point to bring up.
Yes.
Mr. Radisson keeps using the pool, and he uses it in an unsafe and unhygienic way, and I would again like to ask that we ban him for the rest of his stay.
By non-hygienic, what do you mean? Could you repeat?
I think he's urinating in the pool, but he's also, the other day he had a walking taco, and
yes.
I told him, you have to get out, and he said no, and again, I'm again asking, can we please ban him for the rest of his stay?
Have you caught him running?
Like around the pool?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
That would be the easiest bannable offense if you ran.
Oh God.
Okay. Yeah. If you see him doing something a little shady today, just call me on the walkie, and I will hurry my firm butt over there and get him out of there. Sounds good.
Okay.
Sure. Sounds great.
Sounds fine.
It's Mr. Radisson.
Mr. Radisson is doing that, yes.
Okay.
A walking
he's
taco.
He's fully there.
Yeah.
I have another question.
Yeah.
Tonight, Carl and I need our night shift off.
Oh,
really?
Yes, we do. Yes.
Yes.
For what purpose, may I ask? Can I?
It's my cousin. She's friends with somebody, and they're having a quinceañera. We're
going
to be going.
Yep.
A quinceañera. That is a noteworthy thing. Weird to be having a quinceañera on a Wednesday, but sure.
It's the only time they could get the hall.
Okay, that's very true. There's only so many halls in Honolulu.
True.
Yes. You. We'll get your shift covered. Thank you.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
Amazing. Thank you.
Okay, any more questions? Remember what we always say around here.
I do.
Let's all say it to... No.
Okay. All right, let's do it.
No. You know what we always say around here, what I always say... If they piss and they poop, throw them in the coop, you know?
Throw them in the coop.
If they aren't swimming, make them.
Yeah, just throw them in the water.
If they're drowning, get them out.
I like that only one rhyme.
Sorry,
that one was my favorite one.
All right, that's it for me, Monica. Peace out.
Okay. As the meeting ends, the camera kind of transitions towards the big dining hall, cafeteria, where everybody's eating breakfast. We see the lady who was there earlier. We see the entire gymnastics team. We see Mr. Radisson. He's kind of talking to a wall. And we get a nice view of everybody. Now we pan and it zooms in on a new character who's grabbing bacon for himself for the first time.
Bacon. Bacon. Da, 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 da.
Excuse me, are you competing for the gymnastics team too?
Oh, no. It's me and it's my wife and I's 18th wedding anniversary. You know, sweet 18.
Well, my name's Kelly and I'm one of the US gymnasts. Y-A-Y. Yay. Where's your wife?
Right here. A woman appears behind him.
Oh, hello, honey.
Hello, honey. Who is this?
This is Kelly. She's one of the, as you can see, there's a ton of gymnasts around. She just was asking me about us. I told her.
Yeah. And you told her we're married, right?
Yes.
18th wedding anniversary.
Yes.
18. I'm 18. She winks.
Oh, my God. Kelly, you look like a gymnast, okay? And that means you have a very nice physique, okay?
Thank
Stay
you.
Away from my husband, okay?
Honey. She was just asking about our time here.
I saw the way you were eyeballing her.
I was not eyeballing her. I saw her. I literally saw her for the first time just now, and I was just
I am the CEO of a major weapons corporation.
Oh, my God. That's right.
I think I should sit down. So she kind of walks with it. As she does,
she does a backhand spring.
she does a spring, but she like kind of pinches his butt as she springs away.
That was impressive.
Thomas, I don't want you seeing her anymore.
Okay, honey.
Don't even be thinking about her.
Miranda, it's not that big of a deal.
It's big. There's a lot of hot gymnasts here. You stay away.
Oh, my God, I didn't even notice how many...
They all wave.
You didn't notice.
They all wave at Thomas.
One of them does like the Indiana Jones thing. She closes her eyes and it says "love you" on
it. Huh?
I will not stand for infidelity. We've made it 18 years.
Yes, and I love you. You have nothing to worry about, honey.
Okay. Fair. Now bring me bacon to the table.
Bacon.
we cut to the gymnast table where the United States gymnastics team, they're all having breakfast.
Oh, my gosh. And then I saw this guy, and he was with his wife, and he was acting like a total douche nozzle.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to
Can you
fuck
imagine
him.
Having
gonna,
a wife here?
I'm going to fuck him. What?
You're gonna what?
I'm gonna fuck that man.
No, you're not.
I don't know if Coach would like that.
Yeah, Coach O'Malley can suck it.
Yeah, but you want to suck it.
Yeah,
I do
want to
suck it. Not Coach O'Malley, but that guy.
Don't even say that. Don't even say that.
Ugh, man. So you guys feel confident about our routine? I do.
Yeah, I've got my ribbon. I've got my ribbon thing down. Do they do that in the Olympics?
Yes.
Sure.
They
yeah,
do.
They do now.
And also I got my trampoline routine down.
I'll say I do uneven bars, and I am way better than a lot of these other girls.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true.
That's why I'm your friend.
Hell yeah.
True.
Hell
yeah.
That's how you got on this team.
That is how I got on this team.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're all talented, and we're going to win. I see the Russians looking at us. There's like a team of Russian gymnasts, and they're like staring them down.
Stop looking at us, Russians.
What are you going to do? Huh?
Wow, he surprisingly did not have an accent I thought he was going to.
Oh, are you talking about me? I'm still
Kelly.
Oh, wait, here are the Russians. What are you going to do, huh?
Duh.
Wow. He did sound like me. You're right.
Whatever, Russians. We're going to wipe the floor with you.
They make like a finger gun, the Russians, and they pretend to shoot him.
And then one of them mimes that he catches the bullet in his mouth.
Oh, man. This is so competitive.
Oh, my God.
I know
it's
that.
Like, it's like Pitch Perfect, but with gymnasts.
Oh, my God. It is right. Like Pitch Perfect, but with gymnasts.
Oh, my God. Mm.
We cut back to Carl and the other guy. I don't think we
did. We name him? No, we didn't name him yet.
And they are approached by one of the female lifeguards, the lady lifeguard. Hey, Carl.
Hey.
So, you see all these gymnasts? You're not, like, interested in any of them, are you?
I'm kind of
I'm kind of doing my thing right now with one of the ladies to get paid, but...
I've been eyeballing this one married guy for a while, trying to do the same routine on him.
Oh, really?
Does it work? I haven't found my in yet. You know, he's always hounded by his wife. I'm just like, there's got to be a moment where this fucking lady, she's just, I don't know, out in the sun, tanning or something, and I can make my move.
Well, Philip, maybe you can try to convince his wife to step away for a little bit.
Yeah, Philip, come on. You got a bod on you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay. I don't think she's quite the mark, you know?
I don't
know if she's going to be giving money away.
No, but you could distract her for us so we could take the money from them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I want half.
Half?
Half. I'm doing the heavy lifting here. I'm actually getting the money.
I could just let the wife go, and then you won't ever...
No.
Okay.
No, you're right.
No, look, we're a team. The three of us are a team. How long have we been doing this? Like 3 years. Come on. 3 years.
Long time.
We're taking the money back from the rich, giving it to us. You're right. We got to share the wealth. Robin Hood style.
Exactly. Like Pitch Perfect style, if Robin Hood was in it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Of course. Okay, yeah. You know, I've actually learned some moves by watching the gymnasts. I could, like, do some stealth stuff and get into their rooms. If need be. But I could also just seduce the guy.
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't know. All these gymnasts weirdly have eyes for him.
Yeah, you're in some competition.
Yeah. Oh, good. So it's not just me.
No. So you got some competition.
Well, you know, tomorrow, I don't know if Monica told you guys, but there's a big gymnastics type competition by the pool.
Oh, yeah.
So all the gymnasts are going to be busy.
I meant to tell you, at noon, you have to take a bathroom break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wink.
Yeah, wink. Okay. Uh-huh. Well, you got it. I don't even have to explain what it is. You seem to be picking it up. But yeah, sorry. What were you going to say?
I'm totally lost. So at noon tomorrow during the gymnastic competition, we're going to rob all the gymnasts, right?
Yeah.
No, we're robbing the guy and his wife.
Oh, we're doing that tomorrow.
Oh!
Today we're letting the person drown today.
No, we're not letting someone drown. I was just being facetious.
Oh, we're not doing that?
No, we're not doing that. We'd lose our jobs and we wouldn't be able to come back tomorrow if we did that.
Oh my god, I was so ready to do that.
Oh my god, Carl.
Do you remember what happened to that kid in June that almost drowned?
Yeah. But
gross.
I do see Mr. Radisson's already by the pool now. You can kind of see him. He's eating another walking taco. He's out, like, and you can see it just falling into the pool, and it's getting everywhere. You sure we can't let him drown?
I think the heart disease will take him first.
Yeah. All those walking tacos are going to go right to his arteries.
Those things are so good, though.
They are good.
They are good.
You hear him yell in the background, "You could call it a swimming taco."
Oh, gosh. Just wait till he sees the water magician.
All right. Well,
yeah. Okay.
All right, so Tabitha, scram, because we got to talk about our play tonight.
All right. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Wink.
Wink.
Wink. I'll probably see you around.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, we have to work the shift until 4 o'clock. So.
Okay, yeah. Okay, wink.
Bye.
Okay, Carl.
Okay, bye. Yes.
Tonight.
Yeah. Tonight.
What you're going to do, obviously, is the same thing we've been running for years.
Yes.
You're going to go up to her room dinner.
Right before dinner.
You're going to be wearing your suit, you know, the one.
The Speedo, yep.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to ask to come in to her room. You want to check something out through her window, obviously.
Yes.
She's got the perfect view in the whole resort. You want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll go in there and you'll seduce her.
Oh, I do. That's going to happen. You know it.
It's totally...
But we got to get rid of her dog, though. I can't do it if the dog's there.
Oh, no. What? Can't you just
I can't.
Swallow?
I just, can't.
You can't just deal with it for like half an hour?
It was very traumatic. Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
Oh, it's so long. Okay. Well, so it involves pit bulls and my little brother, and I can't get into it, but
okay,
I can't be around a dog. I can't be around a dog. So
okay, we need to bait the dog out of the room somehow. I got it.
What?
Cheese puffs.
Walking. Yes. Uh huh.
Wait, were you gonna say walking taco?
I was gonna say walking, but cheese puffs is a great idea.
Well, I'll bring both just in case.
Bring both.
We'll say, so when you open the door, I'll be right behind you secretly.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a good plan.
I'll bait the dog out while you're seducing her.
Uh-huh.
And
yes.
After coitus or whatever.
I'll give you the signal. You go in, take the money from her purse.
Yep.
Uh-huh. And then And all the credit cards. And then I will slip away into the night.
Perfect.
And that's the plan. And that's it.
Just like we rehearsed it.
Just like we rehearsed it. Including the coitus. He winks.
What if I... I'm worried about this dog, okay? It's a wrench in the plan. What if I lose it in the hallway?
I can't do it if the dog's there. That's like my...
You just can't... You can't perform if a dog's there?
I can't even be, like, in the room if the dog's there. Like...
God.
Try.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, all we'll right. do it. We'll bait
okay,
the
we
dog.
Got
I'm just worried that it's going to sneak away into the resort unattended.
Yeah. Somebody will find it.
Or it'll drown.
That'll be the thing that drowns.
You can call this a swimming taco.
Okay.
Time for Water Magician.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, I got to watch it.
Cut to later on in the night. It's after dinner. All the I want to say residents. What the fuck is the word I'm looking for? Like
guests.
Guests. Thank you.
Yeah,
uh-huh. I wanted to say patients. Also, I'm just like no.
Uh-oh.
All the guests. Some of them are leaving their tables. Some of them are still chatting, having an after dinner wine or something. But then we see the woman in the red dress. She's starting to leave with her chihuahua in hand.
Carl follows after her. Excuse me, ma'am.
She whips around and she lights up when she sees Carl. Oh, hello, sailor.
And I was reading that your room needed some repair, so I was hoping I could come by and repair it for you.
Oh, you want to check the pipes?
I do want to check the pipes, and I'm actually really warm right now. They're like in the middle of walking. He takes off his bathing suit, revealing only a Speedo.
Oh, she gasps. Ooh, okay. You can come on in. I've been meaning to ask somebody about that. You know, the pipes, they need to be checked and put in their place.
Oh.
And the bed, it's got this insane creak. And I just think, like, it could be broken at any moment by any means necessary. And also, I need to get fucked.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can fuck you. He leans in kind of to kiss, but the dog goes, bah, 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 and he goes, I cannot. Okay, all right. He kind of like turns around to look at Philip and is like, get rid of the fucking dog.
I drink.
Okay.
Spencer! Right. Spencer, what's wrong?
I all right, let's just go to your room. And
okay.
They go, it's like the most lavish door out of all the doors. And they enter.
Before
they're
about to enter, they're intercepted by Mr. Radisson.
Oh, gosh.
Carol!
What? What?
Your dog kept me up last night.
Oh, it did?
He was
yipping and yapping.
I didn't hear a thing.
Of course you didn't. You got hair in your ears.
I think you got hair in every single orifice of your body.
So what if I do? I'm trying to sleep and fry meat for tacos.
Sir, you should not be frying your own meat.
Look at me, Beanpole. Who are you?
My name is Carl, and I'm working here, and can I help you with something?
Oh, you're the pool fascist.
I am.
Well, he spits in his face. I'm having a problem with my neighbor, so let me take care of it, okay?
I'm not sure. I'm only your neighbor for like 2 weeks, and then I'm out of here.
Well, I've been all summer here, so...
He has.
You've been my neighbor for the whole time.
That I've been here?
What I'm Yeah, what I'm saying is, I need you to stop it.
I need you
to shut that dog up.
I need you to get out of my face.
I need you to kiss me.
Mr. Radish.
Well, you need to stop farting from all the beans in your walking tacos.
I will not. Do you want to see a magic trick?
Oh, did you learn one?
From the water magician?
I did. Look, he shows his hand is empty, and then he turns it, and he blows into it, and then he pours a bunch of water.
Oh, my gosh. That's kind of cool.
You just had water. I can see the bottle of water in your other hand.
Oh, boo.
Stop. Don't you boo me, you pool fascist.
No, I'm booing her, actually.
Oh, okay,
don't
okay,
ruin
good.
The trick.
I'm booing her, too.
Well, he's my boo, so you need to shut the fuck up. And
okay. Are you going to have coitus with this woman, boy?
Yes, I am.
Just blab it out to everybody, especially Mr. Radisson over here. Mr. Hair in his pee hole.
Ew.
Gross. All right, Mr. Radisson, why don't I call another one of our lifeguards to help you to bed?
I do another magic trick? I'm going to make water. He starts to piss his pants.
And then he farts.
Okay, I didn't learn that one from the magician. I made that one up.
I bet you did.
You know what?
Mr. Radisson over here.
I'm just going to go. Just going to go.
All right.
My room is right here. I'm frying meat currently.
Okay, great.
You start to hear the fire alarm go, like a smoke detector go off in his room.
And then you hear a psh.
Just in his room.
It's like a little magic trick, yeah.
A magic trick. The sprinklers go off.
So they both walk into her room, and her room is incredibly lavish. It's like an Alaskan king size bed. It's fucking huge. There are 4 dog beds in the room just for the one dog. There's a
he gets picky sometimes.
There's food and there's everything. And there's dog food everywhere, just everywhere. You just hear crunching as they're like walking in.
Oh, gross.
Okay, well, I'm going to go take a look out your window, and I'm going to leave the door ajar a little bit just because it's so hot in here, you know?
Yeah, it's about to get hotter.
Yeah, why don't you come over with me and let's look out the window together?
Okay.
And why don't you set down Mr. your dog,
Mr. Romance.
Too? Set him down.
Yeah.
Set down the dog.
Spencer, go take a nap. Spencer waddles off.
The two of them look out the window.
They go out into the little the balcony that's out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What a night.
What a night. As they're talking, you see Philip in the background just like coaxing the dog out of the room and just eventually just grabbing it and running away. Oh, man. What a night. Okay, you ready?
Of course. I've been ready.
All right. You should put on the sex music with the sex lights. It's the option in your bed.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
She hits a little digital, like, iPad device on her nightstand.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it says sex lights. And she
Hell
hits
yeah.
it, and it, it the lights go down low. There's like lights above, like surrounding, like the ceiling, like really small low lights, mm-hmm. and a small little small music starts playing, like low music, I should say, and they're playing like Barry Manilow. Fucking
the Copa, Copa Cabana,
LMFAO, 2010s playlist, Pitbull, you know, all the types of songs that you lose your, that you have sex to.
Amazing.
We cut to Philip is briskly walking down the hallway, holding Spencer the dog in his hands. As he rounds the corner, he is startled by one of the gymnasts, where he recoils back and accidentally throws Spencer down the laundry chute. Oh, my, oh my God! You scared me.
It's me, Kelly.
Oh, hi. What can I help you with?
So tomorrow, the gymnastics meet. It's at noon.
Yeah. I suppose.
Okay, that's all I needed. She does a few long jumps away.
Oh shit. Hey Kelly?
Yes, she does a bunch of backflips to come back.
You want to go on a date sometime?
A date?
Yeah, a follow-up question. Are you from money at all?
I am from money.
Oh my gosh.
My dad is a wealthy CEO. He is like, he works for like a major tech company, you know.
Oh.
It's Crees. The Cree company.
The Cree company, the one funding death squads in Cambodia.
What?
I read that they make
like that app that helps old senior citizens have like people give them, you know, like
Kelly, stop, you're gonna hurt yourself.
Improv is hard, man.
So do you want to go on a date maybe right after the meet tomorrow?
Sure.
You know what? I'll personally do the housekeeping in your room, and I'll just meet you there after the meet.
Ooh, in my room.
Mm-hmm.
I have 18 roommates though.
Well, they're all be at the meet, right?
I guess.
They're all gymnasts.
Yeah, but uh-huh. It's like. Uh-huh. But we're all going to be coming back from the meet.
Well, just stall them.
But if I'm stalling them, how am I going to get back to the room?
No, just tell them to go hit lunch or the showers or something, but you don't. You come
back. They do hit the showers, yeah.
Yeah, not the showers in their room, though. Not that one.
True.
Okay, great.
Are there showers by the pool?
Yeah, I believe in the whole sports complex there's really nice showers.
Okay.
All right, okay, so 1 + 1 = 2, and we're going to have a nice little catered lunch in your room tomorrow.
Oh, my God, that, like, rhymed.
It did. It so did.
Okay, that sounds great. Actually, what's your name?
I'm Philip.
Philip. All right, well, I'll see you tomorrow, Philip.
Okay, great. I'll see you tomorrow as well.
She does a bunch of, like, tuck and rolls away.
Great. I have to go to the laundry room and get Spencer out of the laundry.
We cut to the laundry room. It's like a big factory operation, like a cartoon. Like,
yeah.
It's like a conveyor belt.
And there's a big machine at the end that squishes all the things together.
Like, that's the
and
song.
And, like, the dog slowly inching closer.
And it's more like and more clothes like, get dun, dumped dun, on him. Dun, dun, and just as he's dun, about to, like, get smushed, he, like, the clothes bunch that he's in, like, goes off on another conveyor belt away and is brought into, like, a one of those laundry bins that is on wheels, and one of the workers, like, wheels it out of the doors.
No! Ah! Oh.
As the worker's wheeling it out, you see five other workers from five different rooms all carrying carts that look identical, and they all start, like, intermingling the carts, and then and they all go to five different areas.
You can see Philip contemplate, and then he just follows one. We cut back to Carl and the woman in the room.
Carl, like, rolls off of her like they're done.
Oh, wow. That was great.
I've never felt such orgasms in my life.
Did you know? Did anybody come by this room?
I came in this room.
Oh. Yeah, one of us did.
Okay.
It was
I'm gonna sleep. Can you feed Spencer?
Yes, I can feed Spencer because he's here. He's looking around. The dog's just gone. Okay. Well, I'm gonna use my walkie talkie. So he brings out his walkie talkie. He goes, psh, Philip.
Yes. Yes.
Where are you? Where's the dog?
We ran into a situation. In which I threw the dog down the laundry chute.
What?
You threw the dog down the laundry chute? It wasn't on purpose. I did an accident. That Kelly girl scared me. The gymnast.
Oh, I know Kelly.
Yeah.
I have a date with her tomorrow. Her. Oh my God, really?
Yes, but it's not a real date. We're going to rob her blind.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of robbing blind, did you grab the money yet from...
No, I was following the dog around. He's in the laundry cart somewhere in the hotel.
I'll take the money, but this is different than our normal plan. I'll
okay,
have you
fine.
Know.
Okay, fine. I still get half.
Okay. All right. He reaches in her purse. He grabs the money, and he also pulls out a handgun too.
And as he pulls that out, she turns over and she starts cuddling him. Like one arm is over her, and she has like a death grip on him, and she's like locked him into a cuddle.
But the way that the gun's pointed, it's pointed right at her head.
I'm in a awkward position now.
I love you.
There's a load. The gun's loaded too. Of course it is.
Can you get out of there?
I might shoot her.
No, don't shoot her. Do not shoot her.
Okay. All right.
She's like,
I can't.
And then she's like, mumbles like, oh, what's that hard thing you got in my face?
It's my penis.
And then she starts like, she licks it. You like that, okay, big boy?
It's getting really close, and I'm being so brave right now. And
she like starts going down a little bit farther on the shaft.
Do not shoot her. Do not shoot her.
Oh God. All right. I'm going to get the fuck out of here. So he runs and he grabs
she, like,
the money.
She like let go of him and then
just, he takes the whole purse.
She's
and runs
like
out.
There's more where that came from later.
Cut to the married couple's room. We see them they're standing in front of the TV. The TV just has static going on and they're arguing loud.
I'm just looking for something to entertain us. It's been 18 years.
Honey, it's just... You keep looking for every single way in order for me to get caught by something. But the fact is, I'm never... There's nothing to catch me about. I love you, and I have always loved you. There's no gotcha moments coming up. What?
That is exactly what you would say if you were being unfaithful.
What? Is it about the girls, the way that they waved at me? They were just being friendly.
No, they were not. They are gymnasts, and that means I hate them.
Look, just because I was a famous gymnast back in my day, and, like, they maybe they recognized me, you know? I don't think there's nothing to read into this.
There's so much to read. It happens. And that girl at the mall, too.
What was the
girl? At Banana Republic.
What about her?
She looks at you the same way the gymnasts do.
I have not noticed her at all. What's even her name? Like, what?
It is probably something like, I don't know, freaking Nadine.
It is not Nadine.
I don't care what it is. She's trying to sleep with my husband.
Look, but I haven't slept with anybody except for you.
Well, neither have I.
What?
I haven't slept with anybody either.
Yeah.
And I haven't even thought about it, unlike someone.
What's that supposed to mean?
I'm just saying you're probably going to sleep with someone else on this trip. And it's our 18th wedding anniversary.
Are you mad at me?
I'm pissed off. I didn't climb all the ranks at Harvard Business School and Yale MBA's program to be CEO and then to be cheated on by my retired husband. Don't roll your eyes at me.
I haven't won 5 gold medals for our U.S. of A for nothing, just to be yelled at by my crazy, gun-wielding, left-conservative wife.
And you know I'm strictly not conservative. I align with whoever makes me the most money. And yes, it's the conservatives, but that's not the point. Also, I have no allegiance to the US of A. I mostly sell weapons to Pakistan. So why don't you shut your mouth? And I sell weapons to death squads in Cambodia.
You always bring up death. You always bring up Pakistan, and I've told you countless times that I don't like when you do that.
You don't like when I do a lot.
Yeah,
and you've been... When's the last time we had coitus?
2 years ago on our 16th wedding anniversary.
On our 16th wedding anniversary, we were here, the same place.
We were.
And the maid wanted to fondle you in the hallway.
She did not. She just wanted to...
I don't believe it.
She just wanted to know if she could come in and make our bed.
And you wanted to know if you could come in and make the bed.
I did not. I was being very friendly to her. She was a very nice woman. I met her kid that day.
You met her kid?
Yeah, she was...
When are you going to give me a kid?
I've tried.
I don't want one. That was a trick question.
You don't want to bring a kid into this world because you're going to blow it up with your weapons.
As they're arguing, there's a knock at the door.
What?
Room service. We're doing nightly room service now. It's room service.
I called for room service as a nice gesture for us on our 18th wedding anniversary.
Get the door.
I'm getting it.
The person, she's holding sheets in one of those pushy sheet things. And she goes, "Well, you requested a new sheets and food, so I'm gonna change your sheets and give you your food, and then I'll just be out of your hair."
Yeah. Is that okay, so honey? Is that okay?
It's fine.
Are you okay with the room service lady coming in?
I suppose.
As she's unfolding the sheets, the dog jumps out.
Whose dog is this? Whose dog is this?
The dog runs out of the room, and then you hear an explosion. Boom! Oh, my God. That was just the firework.
Oh, God. Whose dog was that? I don't want a dog sheet.
I don't know.
Did you order a dog?
I did not order a dog.
You made.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Did you order the dog?
I didn't order the dog.
You trying to get me out of the room so you can sleep with my husband.
She was not trying to do that. She was just doing her job. The dog
what?
Must have walked onto well, her walked onto her cart.
What's your name, maid?
Well, my name is Stephanie, and I'm going to be honest. I did not have my eyes for your husband until you mentioned it just now, and then I looked.
Oh, you
no,
bitch.
No! You need to leave. You need to
get
leave.
Out you're of making, my room.
You're making
Stephanie,
this worse.
She takes off her earring. Okay, you want it? You want to fucking go?
No, get out! I swear to she pull. The CEO pulls a gun.
Oh my
no,
god!
No! Honey!
Stephanie runs out.
She puts it away in her holster.
Honey, that was so hot.
See what I mean?
That was so hot.
Yeah, that was hot, wasn't it? Now get on the bed.
She has some gunpoint.
She pulls.
No,
she's got like a rocket launcher pointed.
Yeah, he's like pitching a massive tent. He's like, I love it when you threaten me.
All right, boy. Close off.
I love it when you are about to commit war crimes against me.
All right, let's go. She jumps onto the bed with him. She throws all the weapons to the side, and they make love.
We cut to. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
We cut to a POV shot of Spencer running through the halls. It's like a and you see a bunch of the workers like see him, and then they start chasing after him, and it's like a Scooby-Doo chase scene where he's walking and they're running in and out of different doors that are next to each other, and then eventually Philip he catches Spencer.
Good. Bad dog. Yep. Bad dog. Yep. All right. Carl, I got him. I found him.
Oh, you found him?
Uh-huh. I'm going to go bring him back to the room so she doesn't get suspicious, okay?
Okay. But be very careful. She's asleep.
Okay.
She's sleeping.
Okay. We cut to the inside of the room. Philip creaks the door open slowly, and he starts to tiptoe in with the dog. He brings it to one of the dog beds and he sets it down. The dog starts to growl. It doesn't want to be in that dog bed. He picks it back up. He brings it to one of the other dog beds and sets it down. Oh my god. She really is out.
Long and hard. But
oh god.
I need that sticky icky.
Now. She does have a safe in here. He calls on the walkie-talkie to Carl.
Carl, yes.
do you happen to know what her safe code is?
Her safe code? Let me think. Yeah. She said it was her dog's birthday.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to have the dog in front of me. Actually, I think it's on the collar.
Is it? Okay, well, yeah.
I think so. We can get in. She probably has, like, precious jewels or stuff.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Okay. He turns the collar around. He sees the code. He puts it into the hotel safe, and it clicks open.
And inside is nothing, but you hear another click behind him, and it's her.
Oh my god.
With a gun.
Oh my god.
What is it?
Just what do you think you're doing, mister?
Nothing. Nothing. I swear. The dog got out. So I brought him back.
Spencer got out. Likely
Spencer
story.
Got out.
He's been
well, the
here
door
the
was ajar.
He's been here the entire time.
Well, there is a couple up on the seventh floor who would disagree with you.
What were you doing in my safe?
Routine maintenance.
Likely story.
What, you think I'm robbing you? I work here. Look. He shows him her. He shows the emblem on his breast. I work here.
Who are you talking to on the walkie-talkie?
My coworker.
Give me that.
You might know him. No.
Say, call for him. She clicks. still has the gun also in the other hand.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Hey, I'm just checking in.
Tell him to come here.
You're never going to believe. You're never going to believe what I found in the safe. You have to come here.
What is it? Just tell me.
No, I have to just show you. You won't even believe me.
Why can't you just tell me?
No, because it's more dramatic this way.
Ugh, okay. I'll be there.
Okay.
A couple seconds later, he walks in the room. Hey, guys, what's up?
A gun! Well, 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 look who it is. My ex-lover. You thought you could get away with it. You thought you could eat my box and then steal from my safe?
Yes.
I did.
Well, joke's on you, because if you had paid enough attention to me, you would have known that I was wearing what was in that safe. She reveals that she's wearing an extravagant necklace the entire time.
Oh my god, how did you have sex with her and not notice that?
I was going to say, she was wearing clothes during... Oh, while we were having
she wore clothes during it?
Yeah, she's gonna open up her...
I insisted on it.
I thought it was a little weird, but, you know, I'm not going to judge.
You're right. Okay. All right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
so what are you going to do with us, lady?
I'm going to make an example of you two.
Don't make us kiss each other.
No, please. Wait, why would you go right to that?
I don't know. You know, we're all thinking crazy right now.
You know, with the fireworks going off, no one would hear the gunshot. Yeah,
they'll find us. Well,
yeah, they find us.
Carl, shut up. They'll find us tomorrow when you check out.
Likely story. She clicks the safety back off and points it towards Philip. Cut to Mr. Radisson is in the room next door. He's grilling meat.
The fire alarm sprinklers are still going off. He's just like wet and dealing with it.
He hears Spencer bark from the other room, and he's
God damn it! I'm going over there. They said, Darren, don't go over there. I'm saying I'm going over there. He goes over there. He bursts through his room. He walks across the hall, and he bursts into her room.
And then as she's turning startled, the gun goes off in her hand.
You shot me.
Oh, my gosh.
You fucking shot me.
Oh, my God. Mr. Radisson, no.
This is an Mr. awesome Radisson. Magic trick. Look, the water.
It's coming from your body.
It's red. He starts to shake and his face grows pale. He has a moment of clarity. Tell my family that I miss them. And he dies. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You killed Mr. Radisson.
I killed Mr. Radisson.
He's been here all summer.
All summer. He's our
He was here for longer than you.
Mm-hmm.
You aren't going to tell anybody.
We won't tell anyone for the necklace.
Nope.
For the necklace.
Deal. She takes the necklace off and hands it to Philip.
Excellent.
All right,
we won't
let's get out of here.
A thing.
Now dispose of the body.
Bye. Are you serious?
You think I'm going to do it?
Well, feed it to the dog.
Oh.
He's not going to eat all that. He's a chihuahua.
Okay, fine.
Let's just put it down the laundry chute.
No, they'll find it. It'll go to like someone's room.
No. We'll have it go down the smush way.
I think we. Why don't we just bury it on the beach?
Okay.
Oh, you know, we could have it smushed in the laundry room and then bury the pieces in the beach.
Okay, and then feed the rest of the dog.
You're not going to feed my dog anything.
Your dog wants it.
All right, lady.
he's wagging already. The dog is starting to lick inside of Mr. Radisson's mouth, eating out the taco bits that were inside.
Honestly, we could just leave him for the dog.
No, he's not going to eat this entire thing.
Come on.
All right, smush berry dog.
Exactly. We cut to... the two men are on the beach now. It's pitch black. They have already chopped up the body using the laundry equipment, and they're burying the pieces in the sand.
You see them lit up every couple seconds by fireworks going off in the back. It's a cool shot.
They're quietly weeping to themselves.
I don't think we should. Excuse me.
Are you tired or sad?
No.
No. What are you going to say?
I don't think we should steal anymore.
No, I know. It's gone too far now. I didn't think we
could kill someone. Well, we didn't, but...
We should just leave.
Where would we go? I guess we have all this money.
We do have all this money.
But do what?
I don't know.
All I've done is this my whole life.
Didn't you say you had a date, though?
Oh, my God, with Kelly, I forgot. Okay,
what's
one
more
last
important?
Job.
Well, okay, one last job.
It's good. You got to think. You have to think, though. Kelly is directly profiting off of terrible, terrible things happening everywhere in the country. An app that spies on you, that takes photos of your children without consent, that... Again, funds death squads in Cambodia.
Mm-hmm.
If we take a bunch of money from them, that's like a service we need to do.
Why don't we do that now? Let's do it right now. What is she doing?
Well, she's probably in her room.
We'll get her away from her room.
Well, that's what we're waiting for the gymnastics meet for. God,
Carl. I'll take the 18 roommates, and you take her.
In what way?
Just watch.
No. I am the planner, okay? I am the planner. We're going to do this my way.
We tell them the meet's now. Secret midnight meet.
Okay, I'm listening.
Uh-huh. I know you're the planner, but listen to my plan.
I'm listening.
It's a secret midnight meet. We knock on the Russians' door, too, so that way they know it's real. And we actually do a real meet at midnight.
Okay.
But you keep her. You grab her.
I keep Kelly.
Yes. You say you're mine. And you make coitus.
No, I don't need to.
Okay, good plan? Let's hear your plan then. Let's hear your plan.
No, you're right. My plan was wait till tomorrow when they're all out of the room at the meet.
We got to get out of here. We there's a dead body.
Oh my God, I totally forgot about the body right now.
we need to get out of here as soon as possible.
Okay. All right, midnight meet. Let's go knock on the gymnast doors.
All right, I got it. Cut to the USA gymnast room. There's a knock at the door.
I got it. Kelly opens the door and sees Philip and Carl. Oh my gosh, hi.
Ladies, we're come with a special announcement. There is a midnight meet going on right now, so come. Let's go.
Oh my God, girls, there's a special midnight meet. We can win. Good thing we've been practicing in our room on this entire day.
You know, all the girls just walk without any question. They're like, okay, yeah, sure.
midnight meet, yeah.
Just so you know, we also stopped by the Russians.
I don't want to go to the Russian room.
The whole USA gymnast team walk away, except for Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly. Wait, Kelly, it's me. It's me, Philip. Stay here for a second.
Okay, yeah, what's up? Are you ready for our date tomorrow?
I'm so ready. I was thinking we could push it to right now.
Yeah.
And let's just, we have relations right now.
Yeah. You like that I'm a gymnast?
I do like that you're a gymnast. Do you like that I'm a pool boy?
I love it. You love to get your hands wet.
Yeah. Ew. Yeah, so let's go in there and do it, and then I don't know, we could take a little nap, and then you can go to the midnight meet.
Are you sure they won't need me for a while?
Yeah,
because it's gonna last. What we're about to do in there is gonna last a while.
Yeah, your event's not until like I don't know the third quarter or something.
The third quarter.
Well, I'm not a gymnast. I don't know.
Yeah, it shows. Okay.
Okay. Wow. All
right. Let's get to it.
All right. Let's go.
Y-A-Y. Yay.
Just before he goes into the room, he radios Carl. Carl?
Yeah. Yeah. What's up?
Box secured.
Nice. Good job.
No, bag secured as well. So I'm going to meet you.
All right. I'm getting a car ready.
I'm guessing it'll be probably about an hour and a half. All right. So
I'm getting all our things together, and we're going to leave right after this.
With the biplane?
Yeah, we're going to Jamaica.
Okay. Great. I'll have the money and everything, and we'll just get the hell out.
All right, let's do it. I'll see you then.
Okay. All right. I'll see you then.
In the background, you hear a bunch of girls go, yeah!
All right, let's go. Kelly?
She's already in bed. Like,
oh my god, she's in bed.
She's in the bed, stripped naked, ready.
Philip does a somersault in the air into the bed. We cut to Carl and the gymnasts are at the gymnasium type building, and they are locked out of the building.
Well,
excuse me, is the midnight meet here?
Is it like happening on the beach or something?
Yes, well, it's on the beach. Let's go.
It's
to the beach.
On the beach.
Uh-huh.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, that's so fun.
I love it when my events are on sand and at an angle.
Yeah.
Yeah, regulation schmegulation, I say. Isn't that right, ladies?
You know really big words.
I do know big words. So,
hey, come on. Where's Kelly?
Oh my god, where is Kelly?
I don't know. Let's go do the meet right now. Winner gets $10.
$10.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh.
We're not supposed to get paid, so that's great.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Russians, come too.
Duh. Okay.
Hello,
duh.
We are Russians.
We are Russian vodka, yep.
We are the Russians. That's right.
Yep. We have been training, and we're going to win. One that flexes so hard, his shirt just like rips in half.
Oh my god! We cut to the inside of Mr. God, what's his name?
Radisson.
Mr. Radisson's room. He's still let the meat going. It catches flame. Oh, fire alarm starts to go.
We cut back to the couple's room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're both like just lying in bed.
Like
out of breath.
Grenades, guns laying on top of them. Like,
oh my god. That was amazing.
Yeah, that was more amazing than when you bombed those civilians with your weapons.
Oh my god.
Let's
go again.
You're so amazing, darling.
Oh, be careful. I'll have to bomb a wedding.
Oh my god.
The fire alarm goes off.
What?
Oh no.
Oh no.
All right, I guess we have to leave.
What are we going to do with all these grenades and stuff?
Oh god.
The fire starts creeping into their room.
I don't know. Run. We have to run.
We got to go. We got to go.
We have to
go out the balcony. There's bushes underneath.
The two of them leave through the window and they jump to their safety. We cut to Philip and Kelly in the gymnastics suite. They're in the middle of it.
Oh, no. And the fire alarm goes off.
The fire alarm goes off.
Oh my God, Kelly! Kelly, what is that?
She does a backflip off of his dick. I'm scared. What was that?
I think it's the fire alarm. I think we have to get out of here.
Oh my God! It reminded me of like the alarm bell when I messed up on gym in the gymnast. She starts having a panic.
Kelly, stop! You'll hurt yourself. Just go. The fire escape's out that way. Just go.
Okay.
I'll be right behind you.
She grabs some clothes and she jumps away.
Immediately, Philip starts ransacking all of the stuff. He's pulling out American Express cards and wads of cash and precious jewels and stones out of like all their bags and stuff. As he turns around with like a duffel bag full of stuff, there the fire is in the doorway. And it's
oh God.
Crackling, and it's going to get him. Oh, shit. We cut to the beach. Oh, the gymnasts are all doing their events. The beach starts filling with people from the hotel because they're exiting.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The pool lady, what was her name, Miranda or something?
Miranda.
She comes running over, like full sprint over to the gymnast and over to Carl. Carl,
what's up?
Good thing you got all these girls out before the fire started.
Yep.
Oh my god, exactly the midnight meet.
As the girls are doing their routine, one of them, she starts to do a cartwheel, but she hits something hard. And she kind of falls, face plants.
Oh, no.
And she goes, well, what was that? And she dusts off, revealing Mr. Radisson's body.
Like, the bits. She's like...
Yeah, the bits.
One of the Russians is like...
Maybe the beach was a bad idea.
Some of the guests start to see, and some of them start to scream, and then like the one of the gymnasts, the USA gymnast, notices that the hotel is on fire, and she's just oh my god, Kelly, my god.
And that's when the building explodes.
Yep, because all the grenades. Yep. Carl just. Runs.
Carl runs to the plane. He takes the money that they got from the woman and he takes off. We cut to title card that says 5 weeks later, Jamaica. Carl is sitting on the beach. He's sipping a mimosa.
Yeah.
It's got a little umbrella in it.
Yes, it does.
He's got a nice Hawaiian shirt on. He's put on quite a tan.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think he'd already be tan from working.
You think he would be, but no.
No, but now he's tan.
He's Jamaican tan now.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's different.
His cell phone rings.
Hello?
Carl. Carl.
Philip?
Is it me? You?
I'm in the ICU.
Oh, my God. I thought you died.
No. I thought I was dead, too, but they found me on the beach full of shrapnel and burned to a crisp.
Sorry, I left. I had to.
I know. It's okay. I don't blame you.
So you're in Hawaii still?
Yeah, in the ICU in a hospital. I've been arrested for the murder of Mr. Radisson.
Oh, my God.
But I haven't given you up.
Thank you. Thank you, Philip. Is there something that you want that I could do for you?
I need you to send me some money for my case to pay my lawyer and everything, okay?
Okay, I will do that. I'll do that for you.
Okay, I love you. You're my best friend.
I love you. He folds the phone, and he looks, and he opens up his wallet, and it's empty. He goes,
oh, well. Two of the gymnasts come up and sit next to him. He brought them along.
Yeah,
one of them he brought was in the, one of them was in the biplane with him.
Carl, let's get out of here.
Let's get out of here. But first, do you want to see some water magic?
Yeah.
He shoots water from his nipples. And
Credits.
Yay.
Ah, fine.
Oh, man. That was fun.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Missed screenplay with my boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was a little bit scared because there was a lot of characters, and I was just like, we need to start focusing on just these two guys.
I agreed.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean,
but it was,
I mean,
good. What? It was good that it was like two people at the center of it that kind of like went around and interacted with them.
True. Yeah,
it was
true,
fun.
True,
yeah.
Uh huh. I was gonna if I was a part of that last scene, I was going to like, in my mind, where my mind went, I was just like, what if he's in the ICU and like Kelly comes in and she's taking care of him, you know?
Oh, that's so sweet. In my mind, Kelly died in the fire.
Oh, she couldn't get out.
She didn't make it.
What happened to the lady in red and Spencer? Like, did they get out? Or?
I don't know.
Or is
I don't. You know what? I don't know.
I don't know. We'll never know.
We'll never know. How do you feel? I feel like they made it for some reason.
Yeah, I bet Spencer made it. I don't know.
The dog made it,
but yep. Maybe not the lady in red.
She didn't make it, but this dog did.
Yeah. Spencer makes it through everything. He almost got smushed. Uh-huh. He makes it out of the fire. He lives being dropped through a laundry chute. He's indestructible.
What a guy. What a kid. Oh, that's fun. Man, it makes me think of, like, I want to go on a tropical vacation.
I know. Ooh, watching The White Lotus, me and my girlfriend, we were just like, we got to go somewhere like that someday.
We should go to Jamaica or something.
Oh my god, we should. Yeah. That'd be fun.
Just all of us together.
Group vacation.
Group trip.
Group vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be amazing. Like,
Were you ever the friend on vacation who like got to go special with a different family that wasn't your own?
I've never done
no,
that.
I never got
no,
that.
Me
no,
me neither.
Did you?
No, but I like I remember cool. like cause like we did that not like on vacation, but like we'd go on like a trip and my like sister would bring like a friend or something sometimes.
Yeah,
oh, that's cool.
No, I don't think so. I've never done that. Like, there's been time. I mean, it eventually happened where like my sister was dating a guy and we brought him along on a vacation a couple times, but never like
interesting.
That's cool.
I was never that friend. Never had any.
I never wealthy friends. Never had any rich friends.
No.
To take me. I once.
Oh boy.
I was dating this girl in high school, and she said, "We're gonna go do this thing, for her church or whatever." You know, back anyway. So I was like, "Oh, we're gonna go volunteer and do this thing at her church or whatever around the area." And then I showed up, and we got in this guy's car, like this. I don't know who this guy was. He was also another volunteer. And we started to drive, and they're like, "We're going to this church in Indiana to help out."
Oh, no.
So we, I know. I was like, I thought we were okay. So it was just the whole day was shot. And that was like the closest I've gotten to going on a trip with anybody.
That's cool.
Awful.
I bet.
Awful.
I bet.
It's terrible.
Terrible.
I felt, I was shanghaied to go to Indiana of all places. Sorry if you live in Indiana. If you're angry,
sorry.
Send Alec an email.
Yeah.
Speaking of emails and getting in contact, how do you get in contact with us if you want to?
Oh my gosh. You can email us at screenplaypodcast@gmail.com. That's screenplaypodcast@gmail.com. Or you can follow us on social medias, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at screenplaypcast. That's the letter P.
P-cast.
P-cast. Or you can follow us on YouTube, search Screenplay the Improvised Movie. You can search by channel, and you'll have better success.
Yeah,
apparently.
Yeah.
It's Screenplay Podcast. And then you also, we have a few clips on TikTok.
We're on TikTok.
We're on TikTok.
We are on TikTok.
Screenplay
follow us on
at
TikTok.
Screenplay Podcast. I got to do more of those, but there is, I do want to do more of them, but
cool.
There's more there if you want to.
Follow the TikTok. If you're cool.
I mean, yeah. So hit us up on TikTok or anything, too. We'd love to talk to you. Send us an email. Send us your recommendations for movies or TV shows you want us to watch and then do a movie about. Or let us know. When did you go on vacation? What was your favorite vacation? When's the last time you saw a live grenade? Well, that's how you can get a hold of us together. But individually, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram. That's at Jesse Sarowitz.
I am at Alec Combs on Twitter, Instagram, and check out my YouTube. Alec Combs. Since this podcast and the last podcast, I put out one of my biggest videos ever. It's an hour and 43-minute video where I rank each individual minute of High School Musical. Classic.
Hell yeah. Hell classic. Yeah. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at JakeRubin69, and on Instagram, at JakeRubin27.
All right.
And that's it. A screenplay in the wraps, baby. Wrap it up.
Hell yeah. Thanks for listening. If you liked it, give us a review. 5 stars. Tell your friends. Tell your enemies. And this has been Screenplay, the Improvised Movie. We'll catch you next time.
Yep.
See on the flip side.
Light speed.
A Studio Ghibli film. Mwah.